changed and healed. Now leave your thoughts about this person for just a moment, knowing that we will come back to this individual soon. Ask yourself this question. Ask your deepest and most authentic self this question. What is my ideal in life? For my life as a whole, what motive and purpose do I most want to guide and direct my thoughts, feelings, decisions, and actions? Select a word or descriptive phrase for your ideal. Now let's move to Casey's second step. Think about the person you have chosen. This time, put your attention for a moment upon the issues that most trouble you, the aspects of the relationship that give you the most trouble. Take a moment now to open to patience and understanding. What lessons are you challenged to learn from these difficulties? What is this situation teaching you? Maybe it involves a quality that has come forth from you in order to deal with the problem. Some quality that could be very useful in your life overall. Maybe the lesson involves a new understanding of life or of yourself. Next, let's move on to the third step. Think about the most constructive way you could act in relation to this person. How can you be of service to this soul? It may be in little ways that are subtle, or it may be in major ways that are evident to everyone. Take a moment now and imagine that you have been given the spiritual task of helping and serving this other soul. How might you best do it? The fourth ingredient in a program to heal this karmic relationship starts with an attitude on your part. Affirm to yourself, life is continuous. I am a soul, and this other person is a soul. Take a moment and realize that you are likely to have one or many other encounters with this soul in future lives. What kind of relationship would you like to have next time? What can you start thinking, feeling, and doing now that can begin to create that sort of relationship?